Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor. Good afternoon. How can I help you today?
Well, I was just transferred over to you. I guess this is supposed to be the fraud department. I found a charge on my debit card, and I had no recollection of paying, ordering anything. So I called, and they said that I entered some sort of contest in June and that I was going to be charged that money every month, and I have no recollection, nor would I ever enter something that I'd have to pay $67 a month. Hello?
Okay. I'll be more than happy to get to the bottom of this for you. I will need to pull up an account, ma'am. So if you can provide me with the zip code and first and last name, I can go ahead and try to locate the account for you.
Alrighty. 13783. And my name is Elizabeth Passamato.
Thank you. Can I have the shipping address, please?
216 East Main Street, Hancock, New York. And why do you need a shipping address?
To finish verifying the account, ma'am, that I'm pulling.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. I'll verify the account with that information. Give me just a moment to go ahead and review the account, see what's going on here.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
That's fine.
Okay. So I am showing this account as in regards to you signed up for the kitchen mixer. It looks like you selected for the $5.74. That was an entry into that contest to be raffled off for the kitchen mixer. It was going to be initially a gift for signing up for the discount savings store membership. You were going to be billed the membership fee 4 days after signing up and receive $125 gift card each month. You're enrolled to build that membership fee.
I have no recollection of doing. I just don't sign up for things like that. How do we stop this? What date did I sign up for it? She told me it was June.
Okay, I'm looking over it. So did you remember placing the order for that KitchenAid mixer back on 6/26 is when this was created? Does that sound familiar to you at all, ma'am?
No, I have to tell you, I don't sign up for things like that. No, wait, I'm going back in my account here. I do have a charge on my debit card, June 27th, that I obviously overlooked, for $5.74. And then I don't believe I got any other charges until the other day for the $67. Whatever it is, like, I want to stop it.
I understand, ma'am. So you did not authorize any of these charges or that membership, you're saying, correct,
no,
ma'am?
I don't want any sort of membership anywhere, no.
I understand, so I'll be happy to get this handled and filed as fraud. Now, I do need to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account.
Okay. And will I get reimbursed for the $67?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm here. Will I get reimbursed for the $67?
So the way that works is whenever we found something as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
What we'll go ahead and do is we'll go ahead and provide them whenever we found anything's fraud. We contact the local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where this order took place when it was placed online.
And what does that mean? Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, I just wanted to know, how do I stop this? I don't want any more charges, and I would like to be reimbursed. Now what do we do?
I'm getting it filed as fraud.
Okay, and now what will happen? I know you're going to turn it in, and they're going to find the IP address. What do we do to stop these charges and possibly even reimburse me my $67?
Working on the fraud claim. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. That's okay.
I'm working on the fraud claim for you. Thank you for your patience.
That's okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim for you.
That's fine. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm working on the refunds for your fraud claim.
Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm just working on the refunds for your fraud claim. Thank you for your patience. So here, I'm working on the refunds. I've finished filing as fraud. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Okay, I've gone ahead and canceled the account out.
Excellent.
And I've refunded Valish Fraud for the whole account. The refund for the December, November, and October will be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, I'm 1 moment finishing up the last refund.
Sure.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. Please stay in line.
No, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience, ma'am. Okay, your account's been canceled and refunded. Your refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you for your time.
And that's going to be for the, again, the December, November, and October charges of $67.32 and the $67.32 for November, and then the $5 and $56. Sorry, $56.95. So you ready for the confirmation number for your refund?
No, I'm not, but just give me a half a second here. I'll grab it, Ben.
Of course, take your time.
Okay. The confirmation number. Hello.
786-7986-271.
One. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I think as soon as I get my money back, I'll be a very happy camper. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.